Something other than allowing alcohol sales on Sunday morning brought a large crowd to Monday night's city council meeting. A group of protesters organized in response to comments made by Councilmember Dimple Ajmera on President Trump and his supporters during a taping of WCNC's Flashpoint last week.
Look at all our Republicans that are supporting Trump. I think they should have no place on city council whatsoever or in mayoral race, period.
WFAE Sarah D'Elia was at last night's city council meeting and has this story.
On Monday afternoon, before city council could officially meet, Councilmember Dimple Ajmera invited the press to a meeting of her own outside of the government center.
Good evening, family. I want to take this opportunity to thank all who have stood by me, my principal.
She read from a prepared statement saying her comments on Trump were never about political party, but about values.
Instead, it remains standing up for my values and my principles, which includes.
After she finished reading, she was quickly whisked away, taking no questions, and headed to the dinner portion of the city council's meeting. But a group across the government center was just getting started. Sean Kilbane is the founder of the grassroots group called the Charlotte Regional Republican Volunteer Network. About 30 people gathered holding signs. Some looked like signs from Trump's campaign. Others were homemade and read, "Banning voices is un-American." The group had no plans to speak during the public forum portion of the meeting. Kilbane said through their presence, they wanted to show council that there were people who found Ajmera's language to be divisive, and he was concerned more Democrats weren't speaking out against her comments.
No one should ever call for the silencing and banning of any subsection or any of their constituents from government. Again, we've been down that path in our history, and we know it doesn't work.
27-year-old Jenna Jordan came out with her parents. She wore a red Make America Great Again hat and held a Trump sign.
Very disappointed that she would make a statement like that. It's just, to me, why would a Trump supporter not be allowed to be on city council? My initial thought would be, you know, would an Obama supporter be allowed to be on the city council?
The public forum portion of the meeting was held in a smaller room in the government center, and true to their word, the group stayed out. But when it was time for council to continue on to the rest of the agenda in their chambers on the first floor, it got pretty packed, unusually so for a city council meeting. And when it was time for the Pledge of Allegiance, it also got unusually loud. The rest of the meeting carried on as usual. They stayed for close to 2 hours and slowly left as the agenda rolled on. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Uptown.